Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Back with Daryl in just a moment.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 8th through 10th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo and see all the latest for farm and ranch from over 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
As cattle prices were falling late summer and into the fall months, that probably changed the minds of some of our cattle producers in moving cattle from pasture to the feedlots. In a lot of cases, we held some females back, perhaps that otherwise would have ended up in the feedlots. At the same time, we had several people buying stockers to stay out on pasture. According to livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel, that particular set of cattle that didn't go into the feedlots, maybe when they normally would have changed our on-feed numbers, at least to some extent.
Well, I do think producers should be aware of that. We've had, because of the sort of strange market we had in the early fall, we've had a recovery now, but there was a lot of incentive for cow-calf producers to retain calves. There was a lot of incentive for stocker producers to buy calves at that point in a relative sense. You know, and all of that means that we're keeping those cattle out in the country, and that was reflected on the, you know, on the mirror side of that as reduced placements in the feedlot year over year in October. So there's some indication that we didn't move as many cattle into the feedlot as quickly as we might have. That means we're going to carry over some to next year, but the real question is how many. I think in the grand scheme of things, we know we pulled them ahead by slaughtering them faster out of the feedlot. We're going to carry a few over into next spring. It could be an issue, and I think if you did retain calves or you have stocker cattle through the winter, you want to watch this spring market pretty carefully. I don't think it's a necessary problem, but I think it's a potential one that you want to stay on top of.
Now, speaking of calves on pasture, this is the year that we thought we would have a tremendous wheat pasture season, but we got dry, and it hadn't turned out quite as good as we thought it might. According to Dr. Peel, it's a mixed bag.
You know, it's been a strange fall in terms of wheat production as well. We had an early start, lots of prospects, but then it got dry very quickly. We also had some armyworm problems and some other production issues. And so demand, I think, has been slow to develop. The wheat, as I've traveled around the state, here in Oklahoma at least, has been extremely variable from, in some cases still barely up, all the way to some very big wheat. And there is some cattle out there. But I think it's less than I anticipated we would have at this point. And I do think it continues. I think we will, because of the state of the wheat market and the fact that grazing may be our best prospects for some return to those wheat acres, I do think there will continue to be demand for cattle to graze wheat and maybe graze out wheat next spring. So we may place cattle through December and on into January a little more than we often would do in a more typical kind of a winter situation.
Cattle market watcher Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Build resistance, resilience, and recovery into your agriculture operation with the No-Till on the Plains AIM Symposium presented by Green Cover Seed. Thursday, January 26th in Salina, Kansas, Odette Menard, Jay Feuer, and Brian McCornack will discuss building a healthy system while managing for changing weather, disease pressure, pest invasion, and market fluctuations. Come early for the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference. That's January 24th and 25th. Early bird pricing extended through December. Register now at notill.org.
At your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.